Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Hannah Hornibrook. She is the Executive Director of Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville. And in the second half hour, I will talk with José Perron and Bessam Chablack about the nonprofit organization called Moshak, Meshwa, Mon Avenir, translated in English, meaning my shack, my choice is my future. There is a very exciting project that has recently started there, L'Espace Univer, and it is the only living lab of its kind in Canada. I will also have lots of community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We will start the show today with a song called A Safe Place to Land, and it's by Sarah Barai and John Legend. We will hear the interview with Hannah Hornibrook and learn all about the Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Is safer than breathing, when letting go is braver than keeping, when innocent words turn to lies, and you can't hide by closing your eyes.
When pain is all that they offer, like a kiss from a lips of a monster. You know the famine so well, but never met the feast. When home is the belly of a beast,
the ocean is wild and over your head, and the boat beneath you is sinking. Don't need room for your bags, hope is all that you have.
See the Lord spread wide, hold your babies tight.
Surely someone will reach out a hand and show you a safe place to land.
Oh, imagine yourself in a building up in flames, being told to stand.
On faith, you don't know who will catch you, but maybe somebody will. The ocean is wild and over your head, and the boat beneath you is sinking. Don't need room for your bags, hope is all that you have. So say the Lord's Prayer twice, hold your babies tight. Surely
today on the Townships at 12, we're talking about a resource in our community that offers care, compassion, and a listening ear during some of life's most difficult moments. Whether someone is facing an unplanned pregnancy or grieving a pregnancy loss, Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville provides a safe, non-judgmental place to find support, information, and someone to talk to. I sat down with Hannah Hornibrook, Executive Director of Options, to learn more about the center's mission, the services they offer, and how they're walking alongside individuals and families with empathy and understanding. Next up is our conversation. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Hannah Hornibrook to the Townships at 12. She is the Executive Director of Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville. So thanks very much, Hannah, for taking the time to do this interview.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Can you start by telling us what Options Pregnancy Center is and the kinds of support it offers?
Yeah, of course. So Options Pregnancy Center Lenoxville is a women-led Christian nonprofit organization that provides free, confidential, bilingual, and non-judgmental support to anyone facing an unplanned pregnancy, pregnancy-related struggles, and pregnancy loss, which includes miscarriage, stillbirth, and abortion. We also offer free pregnancy tests, pregnancy option support, perinatal support, early parenting support, pregnancy loss support. We also have a care closet. So, you know, materials like diapers and maternity clothes, gently used children's clothes, baby clothes. And we also offer spiritual care for anyone who requests it. What we cannot offer here at our center, we also aim to connect the women and the families to the local services just to meet their needs. So our heart is really to see, you know, women thrive and to find hope, no matter where they're coming from or what they're facing.
Okay, those are a lot of services. How did the center come to be? When did it start? How long has it been going?
Yeah, so Options was founded in 2009 by a local Lenoxville woman named Nadine Fafard. And she believed that women needed a safe and compassionate place to turn to when facing an unplanned pregnancy. And she was inspired by a line from the movie Amazing Grace that says, perhaps we should begin with a first step. And because, you know, starting a nonprofit is not exactly always easy, but that's what she did. Step by step, she opened the center right here in Lenoxville. And since Nadine, our center has grown tremendously. I mean, in this last year alone, we have moved into our biggest space yet by Global Excel. And we also have our largest team of staff and volunteers. I would say that we are the second largest pregnancy center in all of Quebec. And so now in our 15th year, we're continuing her legacy of offering real options and support rooted in care and respect for the clients that come through our doors. And we're actually celebrating these last 15 years with our first ever Family Day and Hope Market Day on June 21st from 10 to 2. And we'll also have an open door. So for anyone in our community that would like to come to see our center or ask us any questions about our services.
I recently read that nearly 50% of pregnancies in Canada are unplanned, higher than I thought. Yeah. For someone facing an unplanned pregnancy, what can they expect when they walk through your doors?
I am so glad that you actually brought up this statistic, because most people don't realize how common unplanned pregnancy is. And many of the women included in the statistic are on birth control. So there's so much stigma and pressure surrounding unplanned pregnancy to begin with, which is why our work is so important. So when you book an appointment and walk through our doors, you'll be welcomed by one of our trained client care support workers. We'll offer you tea, coffee, or water, and we'll just take a few minutes to walk through our request for service form with you. And that form kind of explains what we do, who we are, and the services that we offer, because we believe that confidentiality and transparency are key to building trust. We will always mention that we are a Christian organization, but just like when you come into a center, you're not going to find crosses or Bible verses up on the walls, because you do not need to be a Christian to receive our services. We're here for everyone. If needed, then we'll also provide a pregnancy test. Then at your pace and comfort level, we'll offer to walk through all of your pregnancy options with you, parenting, adoption, abortion, and give you the space to process your thoughts and feelings, circumstances, and questions. So we really know that every person is unique. And so some women just want a safe place to ask questions. Others just need someone to care enough to listen. Many of our clients already come here knowing the decision they're going to take. And so they're just coming to find support for that decision. And so whatever their needs are, we're here to support them in making a confident and informed decision. And so before anyone leaves, we'll also make sure that we connect them into any other services we have or community resources based off of their situation.
Finding somebody to listen, that is so important, okay? Now, you describe the center as non-judgmental. Can you elaborate on this importance of this aspect at the center?
Yeah, 100%. So that is one of the most important things about who we are. When someone is facing an unplanned pregnancy, they're already carrying a lot. So fear, uncertainty, maybe even pressure from others on what they should do. And so what they don't need on top of all of that is judgment. We know unplanned pregnancy can happen to anyone, even those who are seemingly doing everything right, quote unquote, you know. And our job is to meet people with compassion and where they're at. Our role is really not to tell women what to do. If someone were to ask us what we would do in their place, we would never, you know, answer that question, because it's not on us to decide. It's really on us to walk alongside them as best as we can with care, no matter where they are in their journey or what they decide to do with their pregnancy.
Now, in addition to pregnancy-related support, you also walk alongside people who've experienced pregnancy loss. And can you speak about that part of your work a bit?
Yes, absolutely. So that's a really important part of what we do. Whether someone has experienced miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, those losses are deeply personal and they often go unspoken. We offer one-on-one and small group support. We have also launched our new after-abortion support program to meet the growing need in our region. We also have recently launched our monthly pregnancy loss art nights where people can come to process their journeys creatively. So journaling, painting, sculpting, poetry, whatever creative form that takes. And to be able to then share with one another the stories of their pregnancy losses with a group of people that have gone through similar stories. So sometimes these nights are at our center, or we co-host with a church or a community group to meet women and men where they already feel most comfortable. We want people to know that their journey with pregnancy loss matters, and truly that healing is possible. So no matter how long it's been, if anyone is interested, I would highly recommend that you follow us on social media to keep updated on these nights that occur every month. Or you can even sign up to receive emails on the upcoming pregnancy loss events happening.
Are there any misconceptions you often hear about the center that you'd like to clear up?
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of the big ones is that we are here to take choice away, when really we're here because we know that many women don't believe that they have choices to begin with. We're not political, so we seek to expand choices, not limit them. You'll never see us picketing on the street for one option or the other. Sometimes for some women, abortion feels like the only choice because of fear or lack of support in their other options. So our goal is to really make sure that every woman knows that she's not alone, and that if she wants to pursue any of her options, like parenting, adoption, there's a place that she can find resources and support. And if she chooses abortion, that there's also a place that she can come back to debrief and process her experience. You know, many women will feel relief after their abortion, whereas others may encounter complicated emotions months or years later. So we welcome clients of all ages, from young 20s to 70s. We've had women in our doors from all walks of life.
Okay, interesting. Now, do you provide information or resources for the partners or family members as well?
Yes, no, of course, we definitely do. I also just forgot to mention something with the other question about misconceptions that I thought would be really important to also talk about, is that since we are a Christian organization, there are a lot of people that just presume that we're going to be manipulative or judgmental just because of the history of the church, and also the history of crisis pregnancy centers in general. The division within the political landscape is very controversial and divisive, but at our center, our faith is what actually drives us to love well and without pressure for those that come in our door. So we truly want people to feel safe, heard, and respected, whether or not they share our beliefs. So we actually are very uniquely positioned, just because we welcome women of all faiths and backgrounds. Christians and women of various religions have unplanned pregnancies too. Women who believe in life at conception have unplanned pregnancies too. And we welcome women that have all these other types of beliefs as well. And so we really try to focus on what each woman values when they come in, because we take a woman-focused approach, because she's the one making the decision. So from the information that we offer and the way that it's presented, it's always client-led. So the key to active listening is not only to understand our own biases so that we ensure that we present information without pressure, but we truly try to seek to help clients find the answers that are already within themselves. Because sometimes helping someone feel seen and heard as they process their own thoughts is exactly what they need in that situation. And, you know, just like a side note too, as someone who grew up in Lenoxville, who's a part of this, of our English-speaking community, especially with how small it sometimes can feel, it's sometimes hard to be misunderstood by the people who have preconceived ideas about our work. But I truly feel privileged to be in a position to create a safe space to have open and respectful dialogues to really try to bridge the gaps in those misconceived ideas. I know you asked me a question about family members. Would you like me to answer just quickly on that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so we know that pregnancy affects more than just the person who's pregnant. We often speak with partners and parents or friends who are really trying to figure out how to support someone that they love. So we help them understand what's going on and how to offer support in a way that's helpful, not overwhelming or pressuring. And we are always trying to develop our support programs for men and supporting people. Everyone involved needs support because ultimately, like I said already before, pregnancy impacts more than just the women.
Now, how does the center stay connected with the community here in Lenoxville and with the Eastern Townships?
So we stay connected by just being present, whether that's through speaking at local churches, running community events, or engaging in open dialogue with our community members. We're especially focused on building trust within the townships, as there's, like I already mentioned, still a lot of misunderstanding of what we do. We are our own charity with our own board of directors, and our funding comes directly from our community. So we're not afraid of the hard questions that people have, and we truly welcome them. Another big part of our vision is to equip the church to become a safe place where people can talk about unplanned pregnancy and pregnancy loss without shame or judgment, just because, as we all know, that the church hasn't always been the safest place for women in this area. And so we offer the church communities a range of support services and opportunities to partner with us. And all that information is on our website as well. You know, we're really working towards a future where no woman feels like she has to face these decisions alone, and where the church is a trusted place of support. I'd also like just to give a shout out to the Boutique Encore thrift store. Their team of volunteers worked so hard, and we are so blessed to receive part of the profit. They provide a great way for people to learn about our work, and so we just want to thank them. And I'd encourage anyone to check them out, because I personally shop there often, and they have a bunch of great stuff every week.
Okay, they are a wonderful group. That's wonderful. Okay, so yes. Much support. You work with some local organizations, obviously, some health professionals too. What about schools or any other places you work with?
Well, we're always trying to grow our collaborations. So yes, we want to collaborate with other community organizations. Right now, I guess we would be in the beginning stages of simply just ensuring that we understand what resources are in our area that we can connect clients into. But as we continue to grow, we would love to grow our collaborations as well, because women truly benefit when we work together.
Now, what inspires you personally to do this kind of work? And are there moments that have stayed with you?
Yes, well, I'm here because I believe that every woman deserves to thrive. But if I have to be completely honest, before accepting this job, I was not fully aware of the depth of the political tensions and divisions surrounding the topic of unplanned pregnancy and abortion. My grandmother was adopted from Montreal to Sherbrooke in the 1930s. My mother grew up sharing her room with several young ladies who were sent away to have their babies to be placed for adoption. And then as a young adult, my parents adopted three of my siblings. I also grew up in the church where the founder of Options attended, but yet it never seemed to have clicked for me until now. Now, as a mother of three boys myself, I actually saw the job as an opportunity to serve women and families in our community. And as a woman, I knew I would never want to be pressured when it comes to pregnancy. And I truly believe that women and families need safe spaces to develop their village of support. And so as I've worked here, the passion for the work has only increased as I've come to uncover the reasons for the division and the polarization within our province and across our continent. I truly feel honored every day I work alongside our team to make positive impacts in our community, while also having these important conversations to decrease stigma and inspire hope.
Now, how do you and your team care for yourselves while supporting others through such an emotional and challenging time?
Well, it's definitely important. We're very intentional about creating a healthy team culture. We build in regular times to meet, to pray for one another, to support one another and encourage one another. And we also talk openly about the emotional load of the work and help each other set boundaries. You know, self-care isn't just a want in this type of work. It's how we can stay present and grounded so we can really serve our clients well.
Now, if someone is listening right now and they might need support, how can they reach out to Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville?
our biggest goal when you come through our door is that you feel that you leave feeling loved, supported, and respected. And so if you or someone you know is experiencing pregnancy-related challenges and unplanned pregnancy, including complicated emotions after a miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, you can call or text us at 819-346-6025. You can also book online at our website. You can go to Options Lennox, so that's Lennoxville for short, optionslennox.com, or you can simply come by during our opening hours at 5 William Page Street here in Lennoxville beside Global Excel. But if you're not comfortable coming in, we can always just simply start chatting via text or email or call. All of our services are free and confidential, and you don't have to have everything figured out. We're here to walk with you and just to take one step at a time.
Okay, lots of ways to reach out. That is wonderful.
Yes.
Now, for someone who would like to help, you take donations. I'm not sure if you're looking for volunteers or...
Yeah, so there's so many ways to be a part of our work. You can start by following us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Yeah, that's right. We're actually now on YouTube. You can also donate financially, either a one-time donation, or you can become a part of our monthly donors. We're actually currently trying to find financial partners to increase our monthly budget by $6,000 so that we can expand our services. We also accept diapers, gently used baby clothes, maternity clothes, and baby items for our care closet to support mothers and families within our region. And, you know, we're always looking for volunteers, or we just appreciate anyone who shares our information with someone who might need to come in and see us. So, however, any way that someone wants to help, we'd love to connect. I'd like to believe that there's a place for everyone in our ministry, in our work.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Hannah?
Well, I'd just like to reiterate that and to extend again an invitation to our community to come to our first ever Family Day and Hope Market on June 21st from 10 to 2. We had a small market with local vendors, bouncy castles, an open house and snacks. And I also want to just quickly thank Global Excel for allowing us the use of their grounds. Since we share their location, we will also offer tours and an opportunity to ask questions about our work. It will also be the launch of our new space. We're expanding our offices to the upstairs part of our building, and so we would look forward to seeing anyone who is interested in coming.
Okay, that sounds like a great time and a place to find out more about your organization, okay? We've been talking with Hannah Hornibrook. She's the Executive Director of Options Pregnancy Center in Lennoxville. Thanks very much, Hannah, and all the best on the projects.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The Options Pregnancy Center in Lennoxville will be having a family day and a market coming up on June 21st, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. They are located at 5 William Page Street in Lennoxville, right next to Global Excel. And there's lots coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, Friday, May 23rd, 7 p.m., there's a conference, War Doctor, the former Canadian Armed Forces Medical Officer, Mark Dufain. You must be 18 years and older to attend the conference. And they are accepting donations to support the War Museum. There's a Dance with Slightly Haggard, Saturday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Everybody 18 years and over is welcome. There's a benefit dance in honor of Andrew McLaughlin, Friday, 29th of May, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. The band is Slightly Haggard. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. Grave decoration service, Sunday, June 1st, 11 a.m., honoring Grant Taylor. This happens at the Eaton Corner Cemetery. Darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances. An outstanding museum and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to the community. All these things and more are brought to you by the members of the Anavets No. 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have going. Step up and get involved. They have 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. Coming up for Lenoxville Elementary School. Bring your lawn chairs, grab your blankets, and join them at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 24th at Centennial Park for their annual Lenoxville Elementary School Movie Night in the Park. This year's movie, Sonic 3. Students, parents, grandparents, neighbors, friends, everyone is welcome. And they will be serving free popcorn. In case of rain, they will move into the Lenoxville Elementary School gym. La Fête de Vélo de Sherbrooke is coming to Lenoxville on May 24th. Free family-friendly activities will be happening from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Square Queen and on Samuel Gratham Street. Open to everybody, music, kiosks, entertainment, food, and bike-themed activities await you. At 1 p.m., don't miss the English Conference on Spring Bicycle Maintenance. Perfect to get your bike ready for the season. Come out with your family, check out the activities, and celebrate cycling. And the Brookberry Community Center is having some fundraisers May 24th, 5 p.m. It's a potluck supper and a silent auction at the Brookberry Community Center, located at 571 Brookberry Road. Bring a supper and a dessert to share. Fill your plate and visit with friends, then browse the silent auction items. No entry fee. Donations to the silent auction are welcome. And on June 21st, it's a barbecue. Hot dogs, salads, chips, sundaes, lemonade, and coffee, all for $10. 5 p.m. at the Brookberry Community Center, located at 571 Brookberry Road. The Hope Community Church Senior Luncheon will be held at noon May 29th at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. Everyone is welcome. Entrance from parking lot, wheelchair accessible. Please call Elaine 819-563-8700 or email elibervo@videotron.ca to reserve your place. This is the last one until fall. Mark your calendars, everybody. June 7th, it's a Saturday, and it is Friendship Day 2025 in Lenoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Hannah Hornibrook, the Executive Director of Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with José Perron from Moshack and also Bassem Shiblack from Bishop's University, and they will be talking about a recent and exciting project happening at Moshack. We will close part one of the show today with a song called You've Got a Friend, and it's by Carole King.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care and nothing